This is URN
Showtime Breakdown.
Hello. I love that song so much. You're listening to Showtime. I'm Ella. She's Abby.
Hello.
Hello. This is Musical Theatre Show here at University Radio Nottingham. We're Showtime. And we've got an absolutely cracking playlist. I'm so excited about tonight. We've got music from things like The Lion King, Stomp, West Side Story. It's the closing song that I can't wait for. I'm so excited. I'm just going to dance along to it. You will not be able to resist dancing to that final song.
We have a bit of everything.
There's some fast songs, there's some slow songs, there are some not songs.
Oh!
I didn't even rehearse that. Very nicely done. Actually, that first song that we just played was a request from Jake up in Salford. It was The World Will Know from the original Broadway recording of Newsies, which is Alan Menken's 2012 musical based on the 1992 Disney film, which is based on the actual newsboy strike of 1899 in New York.
Yeah.
It's such a good show.
It's a great show. And we're glad we went to go see it. If you were been listening that long, you will remember the show when we ran in and we're like, we're here, we're fine. We haven't been at
the
cinema.
It was a very tense... Because that was that it finished at 5 and we had to get here for 6. But it's that tense thing of like, I quite like being here a while in advance just to make sure things are ready. And if you did like that song that we just played, and why wouldn't you? It was brilliant. It's very inspiring.
Yeah.
Very dramatic. I sort of want to get up and be like, yes, I'll join your fight.
The world will know.
as Abby said, we went to see the filmed version. They did a production in Los Angeles earlier this year where they brought in basically the entire Broadway cast of the main characters.
Yeah.
And they had Jeremy Jordan came back as Jack Kelly, Cara Lindsay, Ben Fankhauser, Andrew Keenan-Bolger.
Your favourite.
Love him. Hashtag love him. He's adorable. He plays Crutchy. And so we went to see that back in February.
Yes.
But you can get the DVD. I think you can download it from places.
Some of it's on YouTube as well, which is always worth looking at because it's very like, it's sort of dancing and visuals.
Yes, I always say that Newsies is like Annie combined with Oliver combined with the Royal Ballet.
Yeah, pretty much.
And they haven't yet put it on the posters, but I'm hoping one day the world will know that I've said that. I'll send some emails. It'll be fine. And on that note, our next song is also dedicated to Izzy in Sheffield, who absolutely loves this musical, I know. It's from Guys and Dolls, an absolutely classic musical that first premiered on Broadway back in 1950.
Good Lord.
It's a long time ago.
A little bit.
1953 in the West End, and then obviously there was the film in 1955 with Marlon Brando and Frank Sinatra and people.
And other people.
Gene Simmons? Wait, is he the guy from Kiss?
Yes. Which I don't think he was in Guys and Dolls.
Just in the background with all the makeup on me. I'm like, sit down.
We'll
it was a crazy, crazy night. Sorry.
We'll Google it and we'll find out for you.
Now, the reason I mentioned this, not the Gene Simmons bit, why I'm bringing up Guys and Dolls is that the Tallawah Theatre Company, which is a black British theatre company, have just announced the cast for their first all-black production of Guys and Dolls. It'll be running at the Royal Exchange Theatre in Manchester from the 2nd December to the 27th of January. And it should be a really interesting production. Not least because it's like a new take on an old show, but all the choreography has been done by the award-winning hip-hop dancer Kendrick H2O Sandy.
Lovely.
If you're in the Manchester area, I definitely recommend checking it out because it should be really, really good. Before that, though, we're going to turn to the 1992 Broadway revival. This is my favourite version of it, not least because it has Nathan Lane in it as Nathan Detroit. but I feel like when you listen to Guys and Dolls, this is like the perfect cast I imagine in my head, including Faith Prince, she just is the perfect Adelaide. And I wanted to show that off tonight. So without further ado, this is Adelaide's Lament.
It says here, the average unburied female.
Now, there's been some very exciting musical theatre news in the last week or so. The first of which is that on Thursday, The Lion King celebrated its 18th birthday in the West End.
Which is weird, because my sister's 18 and we went to go see it for her 18th birthday, which is like, ooh.
Yes, The Lion King opened on the 19th October 1999 at the Lyceum Theatre and basically never left, much like Abby on this show.
Pretty much.
I think it's now the top earning title in box office history if you combine both stage productions across the world and subsequent films.
That is a lot of money. Well, yeah, because the films, especially.
Elton John must be rolling in it.
Well, yeah, probably.
I've seen the jackets he wears.
That and, you know, his own music career, baby.
Yeah,
had something to do with it.
Anyway, we can't have something like this happening and not play a song from The Lion King in honour of it. And we've played various songs from the show before. I mean, just a few weeks ago, we played Hakuna Matata in honour of the fact that Abby had been to see The Lion King over the summer. But tonight, I thought we'd take a step away from Simba and towards Scar, because this is a very overlooked song, but I really like it. It's so wonderfully dramatic, and just as a point of interest for anyone like myself who is interested in these sort of stupid things, the guy who sings this song is called John Vickery. He sounds a lot like John Lithgow, who plays Lord Farquaad and Lawrence Jameson in Dirty Rotten Scoundrels. So from The Lion King, this is Be Prepared. Be prepared from The Lion King.
I always am.
Always on the show. That's the motto. The Scouts and us.
Be and prepared. Scar, apparently. It's a very niche group.
The Holy Trio, really. We're right up there with Scar and the Scouts. No, I was trying to decide what kind of dance you would do to that on Strictly.
A lot of shimmying was going on.
A lot of shimmying, because it's got like a tango feel, but then, yeah, shimmying all the way.
You could add some shimmy into tango, can't you? Just, you know.
I don't see why not. We could. We move on from that to news that another beloved West End show is about to close.
Aww.
No, it's sadder than that.
Aww. There's only one of me. I don't know how you want this to...
I don't know. I just wanted to do it like a pantomime suddenly. Yes, this is the sad news that after 15 years in the West End, Stomp will be playing its last performance on the 7th of January 2018. Now, if you're not familiar with the show, it's based around a percussion group that famously uses just like everyday objects to create music, and then combines that with like acrobatics and pantomime to create like a really physical piece of theatre. So it's not exactly a musical, but
we're
gonna play it. It was first performed back in 1991 in Edinburgh, and then toured internationally before opening in London and New York in 1994, where the London production won the Olivier Award for Best Choreography. And then it was in 2002 that it transferred properly to the West End at the Vaudeville Theatre, and the rest, as I say, is history.
Indeed,
it's had like various DVDs, a Las Vegas spin-off show, and
yeah.
It's massive.
It is.
And the original creative team are very keen to reiterate that although it's closing in the West End, it's not
closing entirely.
It's touring throughout 2018, like all over the world. So on that note, we'll stop talking and we'll play the song. As I said, this is Stomp. But speaking of not missing things, following on from last week's interview with the Medics musical, I just want to remind everybody that tickets are still available for their upcoming production of West Side Story. It's on at the Nottingham Arts Theatre from Wednesday to Friday this week.
This week.
Soon.
Imminently.
Great use of the word imminently.
Thank you.
It's a good word. Tickets are £8 for students and £13 for adults. And it does promise to be a really good show. I've been talking to the cast and they all sound amazing. And I'm excited for them.
Yeah. And can they hear the interview again if they missed
it? They can. It's on our Facebook page.
There you go.
Your Own Showtime. All the ticket details are there as well. So go and check that out if you haven't listened to it already. Features yours truly. And obviously some of the Medics musical.
Yeah, she's not just her talking in different voices.
But to get you in the mood for West Side Story, from the original motion picture, this is I Feel Pretty. I Feel Pretty from West Side Story. I really... just want to sing opera to that song.
Yeah, then I mean, you did try.
I did try and I failed.
Oh dear.
What mirror where? I can do the alto bit,
well,
it's fine.
What mirror where? And I also love the fact of them just looking around going, what? Is she seeing things? Like, is she okay?
This is what you would say to me every time like someone says something stupid and I just turn to my own reflection as if it's a camera and just go,
yeah.
Because I live my life like it's a sitcom.
Pretty much.
It's not yet.
Not yet.
That I'm aware of.
Who knows? It's like the whole, like, we're all living in a simulation theory and people are just watching going, what is this woman doing?
What a mad life. When people watching go, what is she doing?
Why?
I stand in front of a mirror going, what mirror? Where? It's in front of her.
It's in front of her.
I Feel Pretty, they're from the 1961 movie featuring Marnie Nixon as Maria's singing voice. Characters played by Natalie Wood, but Marnie Nixon is possibly one of the most famous people used in Hollywood for like dubbing other actresses. She did the voice in King and I. She was Audrey Hepburn's dub in My Fair Lady.
Me and my
quite a controversial thing, but
me and my sister, we went to a couple of years ago, we went to York and we managed to stay awake. My mum and dad were asleep, and so we ended up watching a entire documentary about voice dubbing, and it was really interesting. And she was featured in it a lot.
And while we're on the subject of things happening right here in Nottingham, the Nottingham New Theatre, which is our student-led theatre right here on campus, will be putting on a production of West End hit One Man, Two Governors in December. It follows the story of an out-and-out of skiffle player, Francis Henschel, who was played by James Corden in the West End and Broadway production, which he won a Tony for. Francis Henschel, who accidentally becomes employed by two men, one a gangster and one an upper-class twit. And obviously it's not quite as simple as that, and shenanigans and hilarity ensue. Now, it is technically a play, but there's a great deal of music in it, with 15 original songs written by Grant Alding. And there's an in-house skiffle band that performs throughout the show and like before and after it and stuff like that. Now, personally, I love the music of One Man, Two Governors, even though, as I said, it is technically a play. And I played this song on the show before, I think in first year. I think like before Abby had even joined. It was PR Abbey.
Oh my god.
It's a long time ago.
Long time ago.
But I really like this song, and it's taken from the original West End production of the show. This is The Brighton Line.
She's a first class kind of woman. She's the girl I love the best.
Now,
oh,
this is going somewhere.
I'm bracing myself.
Just go with me on this, like, musical journey. For the past few years, there's a guy called Alan Edward Williams, who is a composer and a professor at the University of Salford, and he's been working with Ian McMillan on the first Northern Opera, which is an opera specifically designed to be sung in a South Yorkshire accent.
Excellent.
Using the vowels of a South Yorkshire accent, the cadence of a South Yorkshire accent. It's designed to be sung in South Yorkshire accent, specifically Barnsley.
Hey!
And that's important.
Okay, keep that in your mind, people.
Keep
Barnsley.
It in mind. Because last week I mentioned that on Jason Manford's new album, he does a really nice cover of Falling Slowly from Watts. And I don't normally like this song. It's not as bad as Ghost, but I'm not... it just doesn't really go anywhere as a song. It's nice, it's pretty, it's a bit linear.
It's just fine, which you don't really want from a musical song.
It suits the show, and if you see it within the context of the show, it's really nice, but it doesn't really work for me
on its own.
Yeah, playing it like on radio in the middle of like the Craze and other musical hits. But I listened to Jason Manford's version, and it's really, really nice. I think the notes he hits are incredible. The way it's sung, the combination of voices, is really, really nice. And one of the reasons I like it is because he's teamed up with folk singer Kate Rusby, commonly nicknamed the Barnsley Nightingale, because she's from Barnsley.
Hey, there we go.
So it all fits. And the reason I mention all this, even though she's not really anything to do in musical theatre, is because she will be touring the UK and will be coming to Nottingham on the 19th of December at the Royal Concert Hall. So if you like this song, maybe go and see it. Jason Manford's also touring, incidentally, with A Different Stage, but we'll get to that in just a minute. Before that, from A Different Stage, this is Jason Manford and Kate Rusby with Falling Slowly. This is potentially the most tenuous link of the show.
Okay. Let's see,
so,
everybody.
Listen closely. It's worth it for the end song, because I'm so excited about this song. So it begins with a new musical all about Cilla Black.
Yep.
That has just started its UK tour. It's had loads and loads of open auditions for the past few months. And in the end, they cast Cara Lily Hayworth as Cilla herself. And it's just opened in Blackpool. Cara Lily Hayworth was actually on Britain's Got Talent earlier this year. There was a group of four girls called like Shire Rose or something like that, and they wore a lot of leather and they sang I See Fire, the Ed Sheeran song.
Yeah,
and she's the ginger one.
There you go.
If you want to go, I'll get Abby to share it
once again.
This is why she's here, guys.
Pretty much, we've got a lot of video links this show. there you go.
But yes, Scylla the Musical just opened in Blackpool and will be in Nottingham from the 3rd to the 8th of April next year, touring all over the place, as tours do. And there's no sound...
as tours do, sorry.
There's no soundtrack yet, but the musical released a trailer for it. And it just looks really fun because it features some of the greatest songs of the 1960s. Not only Scylla Black's greatest hits, but also things like Twist and Shout because the Beatles were in it, California Dreaming, all sorts. And so I thought that before we introduced our last song, we would just play very quickly the trailer from it, just to give you a bit of taste of Scylla the Musical.
Come on then, Scylla. Would you like to sing?
This is where the tenuous link begins.
Oh, gosh.
Because Carla Lee Hayworth, who you just heard, Scylla Black, there, she has been playing the role of Satine in the interactive stage version of Moulin Rouge in the West End. That's...
which sounds amazing.
Yeah, incredible. Satine is Nicole Kidman's
yes.
part, for people familiar with the Baz Luhrmann film. And basically, because we love Moulin Rouge...
because who doesn't?
I thought we'd play that instead of anything else.
Well, we don't have any songs from Scylla to play.
No.
So we may as well...
and I love this song.
Play Moulin Rouge.
So excited about this song. So yeah, in potentially the most roundabout fashion, we're going to be closing the show with one of my favourite songs from Moulin Rouge, somewhat in honour of Carla Lee Hayworth playing the role of Scylla Black in the new UK tour, but mainly because I love this song.
And also...
it's so danceable.
Hopefully to coax some more information about the Moulin Rouge stage version...
It's styled like a burlesque club.
Yeah.
It's so cool. It's like The Great Comet, but
not
a burlesque club. More naked women. Now, if you followed... shut up, Abby. We need to finish the show. If you followed all of that to get to the Moulin Rouge bit, well done. Even if you haven't, there is no way you won't be able to dance to this song. So thank you so much for listening. Keep in touch via social media during the week. URN Showtime on Facebook, Showtime URN on Twitter. Send in your requests for the Halloween special and we'll see you at the same time next week. For now, though, from the 2001 Baz Luhrmann film of Moulin Rouge, this is Rhythm of the Night.
This is URN
Showtime Breakdown.